camp, August 6th, it's 2019.
Good morning and welcome to Pine Low Camp 2019. Years go by so quickly. I've been privileged, my wife and I and our family have been privileged to come here for many years, and we really appreciate it. Many memories here, and it was a wonderful thing to come onto the grounds last night, and We got in here shortly after noon, but then to see the other people arriving and greeting each other, and it just gave me such a warm feeling that all of these people have come from so many places, and they just love to meet each other, and that's what the body of Christ is all about. So, and we're here we have a week to be here. It'll go by very, very quickly. And there's much to be done. And so we just need to focus on what the Lord wants us to do. And I was thinking of that song, In the Quiet of the Morning. And we've sung that quite a bit lately at the camp and even at home in our home church. And it says, in the quiet of the morning, I will worship your name. I will lift my voice with singing to praise you again, a new day. For it fills my heart with gladness that remains through the day. In the quiet of the morning, I will worship your name. That's something that I've been trying to learn, to do that, not just wake up and think about all the troubles of the day, but in the quiet of the morning to worship the Lord and to really enter into his presence right at the beginning of the day. And I was thinking about that this morning as we're coming from breakfast, and I thought, you know, that would be quite a challenge for those people that live in that, are in that building over there with all those children in the quiet of the morning. It didn't seem to be very quiet. But the Lord can speak to our hearts and give us a quietness and peace that nothing else can give. Praise the Lord. Just going to bow our heads in prayer. Father, we are so privileged to be here, dear Lord. We thank you for the life that you have given us, the years that you have given us, and for this day, which is your day that you've given us. Dear Father, you have something special for us today and this week. Father, may our hearts be turned to you at all times to receive that which you have for us. Father, some of us have challenges, some troubles that are in our lives, dear Lord. Father, just show us how to deal with those things, dear Father, that we may go to a new level and we may leave this camp with a feeling that things have changed in our lives, that we have a new life. We want that every day. We want to grow every single day that you've given us, dear Father. And we just ask that you'll bless this day and bless the service. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand now and sing that song, In the Quiet of the Morning. Do you know that one? Okay. I don't have a key, no. Sounds like a good key. In the morning, I will worship your name. I will lift my voice with singing to praise you again. For it fills my heart with gladness that remains through the day. In the quiet of the morning, I will worship your name. So, for those who have a red book, it's on page 32 in the back of the red book, if you don't know the words of that one. Sing it again. In the quiet of the morning, I will worship your name. I will lift my voice with singing to praise you again. For it fills my heart with gladness that remains through the day. In the quiet of the morning, morning, I will worship your name. I will lift my voice with singing to praise you again. For it fills my heart with gladness that remains through the day. In the quiet of the morning, I will worship your name. Let's sing it once more. We need to get to know that song, and so that we can keep it in our hearts, even in our private time. In the quiet of the morning, I will worship your name. I will lift my voice with singing to praise you again. For it fills my heart with gladness that remains through the day. The morning, I will worship your name. And now set my spirit free that I may worship thee. Set my spirit free that I may worship thee. Set my spirit free. Thy name, let our bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free to worship thee. Again, set my spirit free that I may worship thee. Set my spirit free that I may praise thy name. Let all bondage go and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free to worship thee. Now there's a song on page 122 of the Red Book that I'd like us to sing now. I think most of us, it's called Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. I think some of us have heard of that. So, and most of us can relate to that. And I hope that everyone here can. At this camp, from my past experience, it seems as though it's important to make sure that everyone here has received the Lord in their hearts. And we would think that everyone here has. But we have people here that we have young people. We have many children here. And maybe it's time for some of them to ask the Lord into their heart and for the first time and change their lives like he's changed most of our lives. So we want that to happen. We want we have the opportunity for water baptism here, and to do all of those things that are required to move us closer to the Lord. So let's just sing this together. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Attention to the words as we sing this song. Third verse. I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure since Jesus came into my heart. Some of these hymns, and with the last verse, it talks about, this one says, I shall go there to dwell in that city I know. And that's a wonderful promise. It's wonderful that we can accept the Lord into our hearts and receive life, life forevermore. But what we're focusing on is what's happening right now. And today, this is a wonderful day that we're here and we can enter into his presence right here now today. So that's what we look at. And we have to, we don't just relax and wait for the other side of the Jordan, as some would say. We need to enter in now, enter into the joy of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Since Jesus came my way, he opens my eyes to see. He purchased my liberty from sin and sickness and death. Reasons we sing songs over and over is quite often they don't sink in until about the third time. You start thinking, oh yeah, that's a great song. Let's sing it again. What a wonderful, wonderful thank you.
I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. That's why I sent my Son, Jesus Christ, to make a possibility for change in your lives. And that change is going to change the whole world. It is changing the whole world. Though there is much adversity and the devil is working overtime, he is a defeated foe. As Christ said, his last words on the cross, "It is finished." Amen. The victory is won. So be not faint-hearted. Be not faint-hearted, my people, for it is done and it shall be accomplished. But you must be faithful. And you must have humble hearts. For it is in humility that it will be accomplished what I have determined to be accomplished in your lives and in the world. So be ye faithful. Walk humbly with me. Do justly. Love mercy. And it will be done according to my will, saith the Lord.
Children, you are seated in heavenly places in Christ. Yea, have I not caused you to be born again? And have I not caused you to be in a new family? Thou canst say, Our Father, my Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Yea, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. My children, my desire is to set up my kingdom on earth. Yea, do not wait for the by and by, but the kingdom of God is not in the realm of the natural, but it is in the realm of the spirit. And you are able, the conflict within you is that of the natural man versus the spirit man. Yea, as thou hast been born again, thou art a natural man, thou art a spirit man. I would have that the spirit man would be yielded to more and more. For the things which the spirit doeth, they are eternal. But the things which the natural man doeth are wood, hay, and stubble. Yea, and I shall try every man's work, and that which is wood, hay, and stubble shall burn away. Yea, but that which is in heaven, that will remain. Amen. Yea, my children, walk in the Spirit. Yea, don't look for another day. Don't look for tomorrow. This is the hour, my children. You are able to yield yourself to the anointing of the Spirit. Yea, and when you walk in the Spirit, then you will have fellowship one with another. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Springing forth from deep within, yea, from the well of life that I am within each and every member of my body, saith the Lord. And yea, when words of life are spoken, yea, death has no choice, it must flee away. Death it is that causes doubt, that causes separation and sorrow. Yea, I say unto thee this day, I am the God of life, I am the God of eternity and all things eternal. And yea, I have planted my eternal word, my seed within each and every one of you. And yea, it does now even spring forth. Yea, not only within you, but yea, as you flow member to member in the unity of the Spirit. Yea, I overcome the natural man. Yea, and I come alive. Yea, I have called you to come alive in Christ.
Yes, hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.
Yea, make your resolve sure and straight to the things of God and to me, saith the Lord. Yea, do not be tossed about with every wind of doctrine. Do not be tossed about with your emotions and your feelings. Do not be tossed about and believe sometimes and others not. Yea, that is what we are working together today to do, is to do that, is to be steadfast and sure in your walk with me. And yea, even when you don't feel that I am there, saith the Lord. And yea, when you doubt in your heart what your position in the body of Christ is, I am there. Yea, and it is sure and steadfast. I exhort you today to trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
And lean not on your own understanding.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
You need to project yourself and present yourself, but all you need to do is to stand ready. Yea, the gifts that I have given you, are they not from the Holy God, your Father? And has he not divided up his Son, that you might all have a part? Yea, my people, stand ready. Yea, be in that place. And when the Lord would put his hand upon you, that you would step forth and do his work. Yea, step forth and do the work of the Lord. Yea, let not doubtful thoughts enter your mind. Yea, don't worry about being too great or being too small. But yea, know ye not that the Lord has anointed you, and that you are anointed to do his work in this earth.
Yes, hallelujah.
And yea, little by little I am bringing about my kingdom, saith the Lord. And yea, every time you yield to me, my kingdom comes a little bit more, saith the Lord. Yea, every time you obey me, I am bringing my kingdom into this world. Every time you submit to those that I have set over you, yea, my kingdom is coming a little bit more. Yea, and every time you yield your will to me and you choose to go my way instead of your way, yea, I am bringing about my kingdom. Yea, as these little things come up, when you choose my way, I am bringing my kingdom. As you choose my way in your families, as you choose my way in your local church, as you choose my way over your own way, yea, I am bringing my kingdom into this earth, saith the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So many of my people have yielded to that small voice and gathered here. Yay. I was here even before the first of you stepped out of your cars. Yay, I was setting the plan in place for you to be able to be here. Because yay, oh my people, there is a great work to be done in each and every one of you, and that's why you're here, my people. Yay, you're here to get that spiritual top up, a fresh oil from the throne. And it will touch each and every one of you in a slightly different way, touching the parts of you that need uplifting, my people, and need strengthening. Yay, my people, the worldly part of you may think this is a great time to get together with friends and fellowship, but yay, that is just a bonus. Yay, my people, my spirit is here. And yay, I will flow freely in your conversation and in your fellowship together and in your games. Even when your children play, my people, they will feel my presence. And yay, my people, just yield. Yield, and I will come forth out of you, my people, like you've never experienced before, because that's why you are here, my people. You are here to yield to my presence, and yay, we will overcome, because it has been set that we will win, but this earthly vessel sometimes just needs that little boost, my people. And that's why my spirit is always with you and around you and filling you up, my people, so that the world will see that glow that just emanates from your beings, my people.
I have come to help you, to guide you, to direct you. Come forth, you servants of the Lord. You servants, share those things that the Lord God has put on your heart that others may learn. Come forth, you counselors of the Lord. Come and share what the Lord has taught you that others may learn. And does the scripture not say that the 24 elders cast their crowns down upon the ground? And were not those crowns the things that were accomplished that were good? And as good as all that is, it's nothing compared to Jesus and what he did. Learn of me, saith the Lord God to you. Be honest with yourself. See within your own heart those things that need to change. Controlling pride, anger, need for forgiveness, all the things that are there, and don't say within your heart, I have none of those, because it is a journey towards Jesus, in which he starts to remove those things, and at the same time filling you with his gifts, at the same time strengthening you. My people, I have come to encourage each of you. I know your name. I know you better than you know yourself. And I have come to help you in every aspect, every concern you have, every joy. I have come to share with you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
It is by listening to me and obeying me. Spend time with me so that you recognize my voice. Listen to my voice and obey my voice.
Yes, hallelujah.
Be of good cheer, because the Comforter has come into your heart. Yea, I say unto thee, rejoice and be glad, because you do not battle by yourself, but I, the Lord thy God, am with thee in every moment of every day. Yea, I am there, saith the Lord, to lift up your spirits and to make you strong. So be of good courage, yea. Fear not, saith the Lord.
Let the loving kindness of the Lord clothe you. Yes, behold, it is wonderful when brethren dwell together in unity.
May my children know you yield yourself to me. Yea, that I might come within you and fill you full. May my children, for it is my will that you would come and bow before the throne of the Lord thy God. Yea, my children, I hear the tears in the night. I hear your cries. I hear your burdens of wanting to lay sins down and weaknesses down, and yet you have no strength to do so. I say unto you, my children, today is the day. Yea, for the Lord thy God will meet you where you are right now. Yea, my children, lift up your hands and worship the Lord thy God. Enter into that anointing, my children, for the anointing will break the yoke. And I say unto you, my children, I have placed fathers over you. Yea, I have placed those over you to help you with these things. I say unto you, you should not try to overcome by yourself. But I say unto you, you should speak to each other and pray for each other that you might be healed. For I say unto you, my children, you are a body. You are not an island. You are a body and you have need of me and you have need of each other. I have made it this way, my children. This is my desire. This is my will. And yea, I say unto you, there is power in my will. There is power and healing in doing what the Lord thy God has commanded you to do. So I say unto you, take courage this day. Listen to my voice. Yes. And answer the call of the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We've heard some wonderful messages from the Lord this morning in prophecy. And we need to be always asking him to open our ears that we may hear, that we may understand what is being said. And the real beauty of that, and to me this morning, is that it came from many members of the body. Remember years ago, Brother Livingston was really considered to be a prophet. And we appreciated him very much. We appreciated his ministry. And there would be times when he would be ministering and then he would break into prophecy. And it was a wonderful thing, you know. But I believe that we haven't heard that sort of thing for a while, because that was his ministry. And this is a new day. God is developing the body of Christ in a very special way. And he wants to speak through many of us, not just one. So all of us need to be careful that we don't get into over ministry. I remember Brother Wager saying one of the bigger, that's a while back, years have gone by. think of so many things that those brethren have said. Brother Wager said, one of the biggest challenges we have right now is over ministry. I thought, how can that be, over ministry, that would be such a big challenge? But it was a time when God is teaching us to, those of us who might be inclined to over minister, need to stand back, because it's body ministry is what he wants. He wants the body to grow and mature. And you could see that this morning in the prophecy just so much. Praise the Lord. And we all need to keep those things in mind. I just love it when I can hear others, the body ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's a different time. And God is moving us on. He is leading the way. It's a way we've never gone before. Praise the Lord. For those of you who have been in the cloud room at North Battleford, which I have many times, when I was growing up back on the farm in 40 miles from North Battleford, my mother and I would go to attend the local service in North Battleford, and they were in the cloud room. And the sign on the front says, God is eternally progressive. And every Sunday you'd go there and you'd see that. And of course, that's how many years ago? A lot.
And I still see that sign there and think of it, how he is eternally progressive. He didn't teach us something in 1948 that we need to memorize and live by forever. He is eternally progressive. That was just a start of what he was doing. And the more we can enter in, the more we can enter into the Spirit and walk in his way, the more we will, that progression will occur in the church, and we will continue to grow. As we look around, sometimes we're discouraged and think that that growth is not happening. You know, we talk, but he's chosen us. He's chosen to work with us, those of us who are privileged to be walking in this way. And we would love to have others come in, and we really appreciate the people that are here at this camp for the first time. We love you right away. There's no chance of anything otherwise. And we love that you're here, and we really pray that you can enter in and walk with us, and enter into this walk that God has, this eternally progressive walk. Amen. And it's only held back by our frailty, praise God. So I wonder if there's anyone else here this morning who would like to share a testimony or a word of encouragement. Now, we all have our challenges in our lives, but let's encourage one another. Let's build one another up. And if you have a word along that line, and remember that it's body ministry, not one, we might have a message. We don't know. We don't know what God is going to do, because he's changing us, and we just need to walk in his way. But if you had a word of encouragement, we'd love to hear it, or even a scripture of encouragement this morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. It's great to be here. And I had a bit of a tragedy to start the camp, and then a miracle. And I'd like to share it with you quickly. I was took a impromptu swim last night with the kids and wasn't thinking. And my wedding ring likes to slip off my finger when I'm in the water. And normally I feel it happening and I'll move it to my other side because it stays on that hand. Well, sure enough, I come out last night, go to put my watch on, and no ring on my finger. Oh, man. Luckily, Rebecca wasn't out there at the time, or I might not be here. But, you know, it was great. There was my brother Paul Roberts was out there with me, and he prayed. Sister Nancy, she was out there, and she was helping me look, and she was ready to keep going. I gave up when it started getting a little too dark. She goes, "I'll stay out here with you if you want me to look." I said, "No, let's." Nancy Lefson, sorry. And I thought, no, let's go in, come back in the morning. I decided I'm going to get up real early, just head out before any children are in there, shooting it out further. And I was praying for this ring. I remembered a number of years ago, Bryce Sunbow was here, and he jumped off the dock, and he came up without his Ray-Bans on. And we looked, we combed through that seaweed for a long time with nothing. And we came back, we were in service, and we prayed for his sunglasses. And you know what? He went out there after that service. He dove in off the dock. And he came up with the first breath of air. And I remembered that. And I said, "Lord, you can do that." And I was out there and I was praying. And I said, "Lord, if there's something you need me to hear before you're going to show me where this ring is, help me to hear it." And I was combing. I was out for a good hour. Crystal clear. I should have found it. It's here. I should have found it in that hour. And he was telling me a few things, you know, and some of them may have been my thoughts. took this ring for me to be up nice and early to enjoy nature and be seeking the Lord. Tomorrow morning I'll be doing it again, but not seeking for this ring. But it's something very precious to me. And, you know, I was praying and I came out and I thought, well, didn't find it. Better get to breakfast. And I thought, I'm going to do this every morning until I find it. And thoughts come to you. I thought about the fish that brought Jesus the coins. And I thought, Lord, there was little fishies all around me. You could bring me my ring. I needed a little more faith, I think. But you know what? He didn't want to do it that way. After breakfast, me and Rebecca, we just walked down to the beach. I wasn't even planning on going looking for it. Off goes her sandals. She walks in. She says, where do you think it might be? In the lake. Maybe try over this way a bit. And she just kind of walked out a bit. She wasn't in there very long. She goes, here's your ring. But she didn't want to get wet. I said, just pick it up. So she picked it up, got a little wet. She brought it back to me. And the Lord just said to me, I want to use your wife. I don't want to do it on your own. Just cut right. He didn't want to use a fish. Didn't want to use a turtle. He didn't want to just do it through me. He wanted to use my wife. She was there with me. And I felt, you know, we have been brought together. He wants to use every member of the body, but our spouses are so important. It's not an individual ministry. That's something I need to learn a little more. And hopefully he doesn't have to take away anything precious to me to tell me. But if he does, so be it. I know he'll be faithful.
I wasn't going to say anything this morning at all. But when Grant mentioned Rebecca and his wife. I had to, because I have a wife that the Lord gave me. And a few years ago, we went through a little bit of a physical challenge. And when you go through something like that, you question some of the things that you've just believed all your life. You know, if you walk the right way and you do the right thing, that the Lord's covering will be over you and you'll never go through any turmoil and you won't have anything, any, you know, those troubles in life that befall those of us that are human and walk on the earth. And I'm human and I walk on the earth, so I guess I deserve to have a few trials and tribulations so that he can refine who I really am. But, you know, I've been going to church almost since before I can remember. In fact, before I can remember. I was born at a really young age, which I don't remember. You know, and I've always felt I've had a fairly intimate relationship with the Lord. I've always felt that, you know, many times in my life that he's spoken directly to me. Sometimes maybe even audibly, but right from some sicknesses I went through as a young man, very young man in grade school. But, you know, life takes you in a lot of directions, and you think that, you know, even though you're kind of doing the right thing or what you think is the right thing, you know, you're focusing on the outward. You're focusing on what you're doing and whether you're doing it just the way it should be done, whether you're tying your shoes the right way, whether you're wearing the right tie, whether you're, you know, searching the scriptures for that message that you guys need. And when Laura went through that experience, the Lord did something in her life. He brought her into a place where he has become the first love in her life. I still rank pretty high. But I'm okay with that because her relationship deepened with the Lord. And I think that in that deepening of her relationship with the Lord, she wanted everyone's relationship with the Lord to grow deeper, including mine. And, you know, as we were singing this morning, and some things were going over and some prophecies came forward, and I realized that my renewed life, because I believe I have a renewed life in the Lord, I found my first love again, and that's Him. And I attribute that to Laura's deepened relationship with the Lord, her time that she spends. I think it was when we started the service and we sang in the quiet of the morning, because that's the time that my wife gets up most of the time, because we live in Canada, before the light's out. You know, we get a few months of the year where the light's out when she gets up, but, you know, and she spends that time in the quiet of the morning with the Lord. And I've got the opportunity then to also spend time with the Lord in the quiet. And I didn't take advantage of that for several years. But in that, in doing that, I've realized that just how important it is, that time with the Lord. It's not about whether you have the moral or the intestinal fortitude to do the right thing. It's whether you have spend time with Him and you know the right person. That you have in your heart the Holy Spirit that's made you free from the law of sin and death. It's not what you do, it's what He's done. And I've come to know that again. It's not what I do, it's what He's done. He came that you might have life. He came that He would dwell within you, and He will change your mind, that you will no longer think as with your natural mind. You will never no longer see situations with your natural mind. It won't matter to you who your prime minister is, or who your president is, or who your premier is. It won't matter. What will matter to you is who is He. Who He is, because it is Him that is going to carry you through. It is Him that is going to bring together the body of Christ. He is the one that you need to know. You need to know Him in such a way that everything you say and do is what He would say and do. He is who your source of life is. It is not about the office you hold, the office you will hold, what you want to be. It is what He wants you to be. And you are important. We need to hold one another up. It is not because, it's almost in a selfish way, because I need you and the Christ in you more than I need almost anything else except Him, because we are a body. You are important to me. And for years, I think I took you for granted, and I apologize for that. Every one of you, regardless of whether I like you or not. Now, those of you who know me know there's not very many people I don't like, so you all stand in pretty good stead. I'm kind of like, was it Will Rogers that said, I've never met a man I didn't like, and, you know, a friend is just somebody you haven't met yet, a stranger you haven't met yet. And that was who my dad was. You know, we could travel 1,000 miles into the middle of nowhere and walk up to somebody. Well, I know somebody here. This friend of mine from wherever, probably the Army or one of the 7,000 things he did. But that aside, you are important. The person sitting beside you has an importance more than just the natural relationship we have with you. They are important because of the spiritual place that they have in the body of Christ. And whether you see their ministry or you don't see their ministry, they are vitally important to you, because most of what goes on in your body you don't see. Most of what goes on in this body of Christ we don't see, but we are dependent on it. Our very life and existence is dependent on it, and the perfecting of the saints is dependent on it, and the coming together of the body of Christ is dependent on it, and our discernment of the body of Christ is an exceptionally important. It's exceptionally important. And so I said all that to say that I'm really, when Grant mentioned Rebecca, it just, the Lord put someone in my life that obviously He knew how much I needed. So everyone in your life, whether they rub you the wrong way or not, the Lord doesn't rub me the wrong way, but if you need them. You know, it could be something that Lord needs to work on in you, and that's what you're seeing in yourself if you're seeing something in your brother that bothers them. Maybe they need you, and they don't even know. But we need each other. We need the Spirit that dwells within us. We need the Christ in you and the Christ in me, because that's what is making us grow. It's what holds us together. It's what's moving us on. It's why. It's the beginning and the ending of the plan of God. You know, we're not plan B. We are plan A. The body of Christ and the coming together of the body of Christ is plan A. God knew everything that was going to happen from the day he created us to be in his image.
We are so blessed. So blessed to be here. And I just want to thank the body of Christ for all of your love through everything. I also had a bad start to the week, to coming here. My tire blew and lots of, on the side of the highway, lots of things happened. And I got here and I was still pretty upset and distraught and emotionally drained. And everyone's love here and encouragement has been an absolute blessing to me and the joy. And I just want to thank you all. We are very, very blessed.
There is something in that water. Isn't there? Oh, man. Baptism is important to me. Because I've held that thing for so long. All the things have happened for the greater good since I came out of that water. Laura knows. Little buddy knows. I know. He knows too. Grant, I knew you were going to find that ring. That was easy. There was no doubt in my mind because I've made a... I asked him to help us. And so when I knew that was happening... we're gonna find it.
Well, most of you guys here know me. I'm Reggie Kechter from the church at Four Columns, which I am the church at Four Columns now. But seriously, ain't much of a church. Kind of falls short on that area. I call it the grace of God. Anyway, it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, 1999. That I came to this camp for the very first time with my mom and my dad. And it was when the whole section was all opened up and we had the pews and everything. I'm sure a lot of you remember that. But I sat in that back corner over there and I wept for a week. Hadn't been involved in the move since I was a kid. The brethren would come through Four Columns and minister. But it's been amazing that the last 20 years, how the faces have changed. All the young kids are now having kids. I remember Speedo over there many, many, many years ago, and he's sitting there, and poor, I think it wasn't Scudder, I think it was Zach York who was crying one night because he tried to race Speedo, the kid named Speedo, and Speedo beat him. And, you know, Carson was just a little tiny kid at that time, but man, the kid could run. But anyway, I just want to sit there and say how much I appreciate each and every one of you and your prayers for me over the years. Because many of you know that I've been single for 20 years. And I cried out to many of you last year how lonely I was. 2 weeks after that, God brought back a woman into my life who will soon, in just a few weeks, be my wife. Amen. And I couldn't have done it without you guys and your prayers. So, you guys never gave up. You guys always believed that God would do that for me, and I did too. But he did in a way I didn't expect. So, if you're out on the grounds, this beautiful redhead down here, Kim Marie, please embrace her and make her feel like she's part of the body of Christ. Because I've always wanted a godly woman, and I feel so undeserving of that lady because of her love for the Lord. And it just really, really came through this last, and I'm going to share this, sorry, Kim, but June 19th, her grandson committed suicide and toppled her world. And I saw this incredibly strong woman, heartbroken and crying out to God. But she knew who her Savior was. She knew who her Savior was, and God got her through it. But it was really hard because Kim's a worshiper, and she loves to sing. And you guys got to experience that at Cedar Edge because we got to sit next to you. But she couldn't sing. Her heart was so broken, she couldn't sing. And I'm so grateful that just last week, and some of you guys know the Wrights, Edie and Dave Wright, just so happened to stop in Fort Collins, of all the places, and that's where Edie fell and broke her hip. So Edie's been there. So we've got to have the pleasure of go minister to Edie and Dave. And they send their love. And I just want to let you know that hopefully on the 13th they'll be back on their way. That's what they're shooting for, is Edie to be out of rehab on the 13th. But they covet your prayers. They covet, because we were there the night that she broke her hip, and even before surgery, and she was in such terrible pain. And then about 4 days after surgery, she was just crying out to God because it hurt so bad for her that she just wanted to go home. So I just wanted to let you know that they wanted me to say that they send their love and how thankful they are for the body of Christ. So I just wanted to share that with everyone. So thank you, my brothers and sisters, for always being with me and praying for me. And again, please embrace that lovely woman and show her the love of Christ like you guys showed me 20 years ago. And I've never forgot it.
Well, with that story, Reggie, I can't not come up here and tell just a little bit of our story. And it was 10 years ago that I brought Nancy here after knowing her for about 2 weeks. And she was baptized in the water, and she sang up here, and probably had a sense at that time that she was the one. And I know sometimes we're reluctant to bring people of other groups, but, you know, if you love the Lord, you fit in wherever, and you're welcome. And anyways, so I'm thankful for that. Praise God. But what I did want to say, I think someone asked about a word of encouragement, and I was in Calgary at this oil field Christian breakfast in downtown Calgary, and I know maybe some people don't like oil men, or, but I think there's at least a couple of good guys here, right, Nick? Anyways, so we're sitting there, and this man who is working for Enbridge, very high up, and you know, he said he had an offer to take a promotion, and he said, "I can't take this promotion because I don't want to compromise my morals." And his boss said to him, he was a believer as well, and he said, "That's why we've asked you to be in this position. It's because we knew that you wouldn't compromise your morals." So, anyways, he had four kids, and one of them unfortunately passed away. And, you know, we lost an uncle this March, and it's been hard. But there was something that he said that kind of encouraged me. Those in Calgary will appreciate this. We get lilacs in June, and they bloom end of June. And his son passed away in the summer, and they came back end of September. And, you know, they're kind of down in their house, and all of a sudden they see this lilac pop up end of September. And they felt that that was a sign from God that he's with them. And, you know, he's with you, Kim, and this grandson. And he's with us as we lose different ones. But, you know, that lilac bloomed for them, he felt. And, you know, a couple days later, knowing Calgary weather, could be snowing, it died. But it was there for that moment for them. And he's there for a moment for you as well.
I'm from Victoria, BC. And I just want to say something a little about Marilyn and I, how we met. Marilyn and I go back about 20 years ago. And she has been like a lilac in my life. And I think the body of Christ is like a lilac. Like he said, that man there in the blue, he said, you know, we need one another, and it's true. We come from a busy world. We come from a world of stress. And we need to encourage one another in Christ. Amen? Years ago, I was diagnosed with bipolar at 16, and I had to take medicine. I still have to be on the medicine, but the Lord's done a lot in my life, and it's only by the love of the Holy Spirit that I actually got through it all. I tried to commit suicide when I was 16. And I was a very broken person, very angry person. But God healed that. And the way he healed it was the love of God. That's what did it. That's what got rid of all my anger, was his love. And I'm just thankful every time I come to camp, because it's a way to get away from man's way of living and just the whole society, you know, making money, raising families, doing the things that we do day to day. But when you get out in God's creation, in the quiet, it's like, it's just a nice way to just spend time with the Lord in his word. And I just look at all these wonderful faces and I think, what would we do without one another? Love is the answer. And Jesus is what's why he came, to show us that. And I'm thankful to be here again. I hope to come again, because I really, I just love having conversations with you all and get to know you, and we all come from different backgrounds, and we all have different hurts, different experiences. But the one thing that brings us together is Jesus Christ and his love.
The Lord took away my red-haired husband, but he gave me a son-in-law with red hair. And I appreciate him, and I want to say that. But I want to thank the Lord for all the time. A year since Richard passed away in 2008, and nobody knows how much I miss him. I guess I put on a brave face sometime, but I miss him very much because many times he helped me, and he sometimes there'd be a need, and he'd say, well, take my hand and pray. And I was thinking, as we get older, it would be so nice to have somebody get older with, like my husband. But anyway, I do appreciate the friends that I have and the ministry the Lord has given me. I can talk to people that are all around me. It seems like I have an Italian friend that I feel she's so much in need, and she tells me how glad she is, you know, to see me. And I know that I can minister to her, and I'm thankful for that the Lord has given me a ministry to people. And he can use me, even though I'm alone, but the Lord can use me. We're not really alone when he's with us, even though we lose our mate. But I'm so thankful for all the Lord has done for me since Richard passed away. It seems as I'm getting older, I miss him more and more. At first, I was still pretty young and able to do more things. Well, even yet, though, the Lord enables me to do a lot, so I'm very grateful. I can't ride my bike anymore. I sold it because I felt, well, it wasn't just safe. I might fall. I might have an accident. But anyway, I can get around well. And still, the Lord can use me. So I want to keep being used of the Lord. And as long as he gives me years, I want them to be spent for him. And somebody mentioned prayer in the morning. It is so important, I feel, that we spend time in prayer. And I meet with some that feel also the great need of praying. And I feel that is so important, that we spend time alone and time with others in the local church. I'm thankful that Sunday I can be there, and there are friends there that we hold one another up. It is very important that we have those that will stand with us, and I'm just so thankful for that. I'm thankful for everyone here and the years that I've been able to come. Richard and I came for so many years, first to Oregon, at Turner Camp, and then North Battleford, and people, they still miss Richard. When I meet some people, and at North Battleford, he was always there, it seemed, and I know that he's being missed, and I'm so thankful for the years he gave us together to be able to come to these camps. And we didn't want to miss a camp, whether it was way back there at Turner or now here at Pine Low. He was here many times, and we usually sat at the front there, and I still feel that's where I like to sit because that's where we sat. And now I still sit there, and now I have my daughter, and I have a red-haired son-in-law that's sitting there too this time, and I'm thankful for him that he's able to be here. Yes. Yeah. And I'm also thankful for Mike and my daughter Gwen. They've been an encouragement. Mike's been an encouragement to me too, and as sometimes, why, is it Mike or is it Paul that says, I'm your favorite son-in-law? But actually, they're really both my favorites. So I'm grateful for them. And I'm thankful for the time I can spend at Payette. When I go down there, it's always a blessing to me. And they give me a car to drive around and visit the people that I know there. There's Mary and Martha, and there's people that are by the name of Walters that used to be at Cranbrook years ago, and they always want to get together. And so I'm thankful for all the Lord does for me, and that I can be here. Praise His name.
So you're one of her favorite sons-in-law, right? Yeah. Yeah.
This is my first time here at Pine Loaf, and I'm truly enjoying myself. I lost my husband 3 years ago. The walk with him was wonderful. Now I have to do it myself. I have struggles, like everybody else, and I'm thankful for all of you guys in helping me through those struggles. When I sway off, I have some wonderful friends here that stand and sing that again. Song say, He is calling out your name. I wonder why He would do that. Why is He calling your name? Because He wants you to serve Him. He wants you to be faithful. He wants you to be encouraging and help to build the body that He is building. Praise God. Let's sing it again. He is here, hallelujah, He is here, amen, He is here, holy, holy, I will bless His name again. listen closely, hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him, you will never be the same. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. You may be seated again. I'd like to say something about the ministry of music. And God, the Lord has given some of the members of his body a ministry in music. He expects us all to sing, whether we can sing on key or not, but he's given a ministry of music, and we've been blessed by that ministry over the years. So don't be discouraged about your ministry if it's along that line. This is the first meeting of the camp, and God will make a place for special songs, your special music, your special gift throughout this camp. And we don't want to leave all those things to the end of the camp either. So just keep that in mind. Ask the Lord what he would have you to do. I remember times when years ago when we were living in Saskatoon, and there's special times there when we would sometimes we wouldn't be able to get off work during the camp, so we'd come for the evening meeting. And I was amazed that, of course, I'm privileged to have a wife who plays the piano and inclined to music. There were times when we had learned a song for whatever reason, and we would come to the meeting and feel extremely strongly that that song had to be sung now in that meeting. And the Lord would speak in those ways. I haven't experienced that so much lately, but I'm sure that he ministers in that way, or he speaks in that way still. So there are times when certain songs will fit in. We sing a lot of old songs, which we appreciate, but we're not opposed to new songs either, so keep that in mind. So I wonder if Wayne or... saw them talking to each other there, and I thought maybe they'd figured something out, but I'm not sure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if any of you were thinking of giving an encouraging testimony and there wasn't time for it this morning, we're just starting the camp, so there'll be time.
I appreciate the encouragement for the singers and for the those that have been given the gifts and ministry of song. And today we've enjoyed body ministry. Oh, yes. We will continue to enjoy body ministry throughout this day. I wanted to say a little bit about music, song, and. We were in a service many years ago in Winkler where people had traveled 200 miles to minister to us in Winkler. The people came from Devlin, Ontario, and the Barkers. And we started singing, and there was such a glory that no one could minister. That's the best service I've ever been to. You know, and I'm hoping to improve on that during this camp. So there's your challenge. But I realize, you know, that the things that we read about in the Word of God, they are a reality in today's world. You know, it's wonderful that someone found a ring, you know. That's like finding a needle in a haystack. And but God knows all about that. He knows exactly where it is. He knows everything about all of this. And we're anticipating a wonderful moving of the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about entertainment here. We're not talking about that. You know, we're just not that impressive, you know. But we love ministry. We love the anointing. And we're looking for that. There's been a lot of people up here that have talked about struggles, suicide, relationships, missing people, etc. I wonder if it would be an idea to have people come forward and have prayer. You as a body of Christ, you know, to be able to encourage. You know, it's been already said here that we've been a support. You've been a support to me. I've been a support to someone. I don't know. But God is here and God wants to meet needs and he wants to cover us. And so if you feel okay about that, those that have lost loved ones and would like a covering of prayer, you know, God seems to be putting his finger on that a little bit this morning. So we're not interested. Everyone or many of us could preach a sermon, but what we really want to do is flow in the Spirit and really know what the Spirit of God is wanting for this very hour. So if you would like prayer, please come forward and we'll pray for you. Could I call for an intercessor to come for or to pray, perhaps right where you are, and pray? We thank God for the intercessors that have a special calling before the throne of God to bring his people whatever it is that they need. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God.
Than an illness, Lord. We thank you that you've said that you're an ever-present help in trouble. Let the comfort of your Holy Spirit, Lord, just rest upon each one, we pray. Lord, those times of great loneliness, I pray, O Lord, that you will be ever present as they turn their heart to you, O Lord, that you will lift their heart, and that you will reassure them and show them the way that they should go. Lord, we thank you for the resource that you are to us. You are our ever-present friend in all trouble. In Jesus' name, amen.
Help in time of need. God, we just pray now for these needs, the brokenhearted, the lonely, the fearful, and the oppressed. We pray, Lord, that you would cover them with your presence, yes. That you would put a wall around them and protect them from the buffets of the enemy that wants to rob them of their peace and joy. I pray, Lord, that you would just fill them in a way that meets the need of those that are missing, that they're missing. We pray, Lord, that your hand would be upon them and that you would lead them and that they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they've had a touch from you and that you have it all under control. Give them a vision of your love, Lord, and a hope and a direction. We just thank you for your faithfulness.
That you can help them to feel your presence. And that you can just bless them. And we're so thankful that all of them are here today. And I pray for the people who aren't here, that you will just bless them and they will come to you and hear your presence.
Praise God.
We are all so weak. You are our strength. God, I thank you so much that we can come to you. I thank you for all those that are standing right now, that they came to you.
Yes, Lord, amen.
So many times we feel that our struggles, we have to do it alone, or that we don't need help, or we're too ashamed, or we're embarrassed. You are our strength. I'm so thankful that they came to ask for help, that they came up to ask for prayer. You are our strength.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Give us all strength to come and ask for help when we need it. Yeah. Let the body reach out and support everyone here. We can't handle or we can't do things on our own. We need the body, and we need the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You are our strength, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you will touch each and every one of them that's up there right now. That your peace will just take over their whole body.
Amen.
Give them that encouragement, that feeling of comfort, that feeling of confidence that this is where they are meant to be. And that they are not alone. We are with you. The Lord is with you.
Hallelujah.
Stand strong in that. You are not alone. The strength of the Lord is here, and we want to stand with you. The Lord is here, and He is working in your heart and in your life. I'm just so thankful that you chose to ask for help, because God is our strength. I just feel on my heart to pray for those that have lost loved ones due to suicide, Lord. It's such a tragic, sad thing for everyone involved. And Lord, all we know is that these loved ones have suffered much in their life, and we don't understand. We know that Satan is behind this, Lord, but we know that you know each circumstance, and you can scoop that lost soul up despite whatever has happened to them. And your love is greater than you could just deliver them out of that hell that they were suffering. And you can comfort the family that is left behind, that is left to wonder why or what could we have done, or why didn't we see it? But for some reason in your plan, you have seen that these things do occur. And Lord, we just ask for wisdom. We ask for comfort. That you would be with those. In Jesus' name, amen.
Decided to put their trust in you, that they place their faith in you, O God, and I am proud of them, Father. It brings joy to my heart. And Father, earlier tonight we heard a testimony from the Betchers about having a relationship with you that is their true love, and I pray that they would have that too, that they would witness you, Father, in a greater measure, that they draw closer to you, O Lord, and that you would be their strength. Father, I pray that you'd bless these individuals in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, and how she's suffered, Lord, and how she's struggled. And Lord, it doesn't matter that she's not here. Your spirit can reach out to her from us here, Lord. And we just ask that you would lay your loving hand upon her right now. As you lay your hands upon those that are at the front, we pray that you'd lay your hand upon her, Lord. We pray that you'd break the chains of depression and oppression that have bound her, Lord, and that you would set her free, and that she could once again come and meet with us, Lord, and that you would lift the heavy, heavy burden that she carries, Lord. We know that she'll continue to miss Victor, Lord. We know that she will continue to be sad, and yet we pray that heavy, heavy burden would be lifted from her, Lord, and that you'd set her free.
Hallelujah.
And we pray for her family. We pray for Tim and Claire and for Becky and for Sarah and Marianne, Lord, that your hand would rest upon them also, Lord, and that they would call unto you and that they would find that you are their strength, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. For those who've lost loved ones, just help them through the hard time that they are going through or they have gone through. Just me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just minister to your people, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Our Heavenly Father, when you did come upon this realm, you said, the Spirit is upon me to relieve the oppressed, to set the captives free, and to open prison doors. Our Heavenly Father, that same Spirit that rested upon thy Son rests upon thy church. And Father, we are asking now in the name of Jesus that you, O Lord, would send your faith, that you would send your anointing, that, O Lord, you would begin to set these captives free. Even today, O Lord, I pray for Barb. My Heavenly Father, the enemy has no right to the soul, to the spirit that is being held in bondage. And we come against the evil one in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Rebuke him in Jesus' name.
And we ask, O Lord, that you would place your angels around and about her, and that they, with their flaming swords, would cause this enemy to flee. Oh, Lord, long enough has the enemy plagued the church. Long enough, oh, Lord, has the church been defeated and cast down. Today, oh, Lord, you have shown us a glimpse of what you have for us. Amen. For Lord, this is the heritage of your saints. This, O Lord, is what you want the body of Christ to be. Amen. To be deliverers. To be those, O Lord, who will set captives free. Not because of anything that we are, but because who dwelleth within us. Father, let your Spirit fall even upon these that are before us. Oh, Lord, I pray for this young lady who has this bipolar thing. It's a name of a prison. And Father, I am asking that you will open this prison door. And that you will give her the strength to walk out of that prison into the liberty that you have set before her. All of us, O Lord, let us walk through and into life. O Father, we come to you. And we ask, O Father, that you would just say the word. Oh, we just give this to thee, O Lord, because we know this is your heart's desire. And we ask it in Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank all the intercessors and for those that have prayed. We thank you, young people, children that have prayed We'd like you to know, children, that your prayers are as effective as anyone's prayers. I was so blessed by these prayers from these children, young people, young ladies. Father, rest your hand upon the young and the old and everyone in between. Father, we thank you for the gifts and ministry of those intercessors that have authority at the throne of God. Father, we just ask, Father, that there will be a change in each one that stood up front here today. Father, that this would be a new day for them, and that you would tend to your prayers, yes. Dear Lord, yes. The requests of your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. We're so thankful to the Spirit of God that the Spirit of God is here this morning. Are there some announcements? We have other things to do today. So, and the Lord has blessed us so much and continues to do so.
Just have a few quick announcements. I'm sure everybody's wondering what the Wi-Fi password is. So I can tell you. So it's the sign-in is guest, and then the password is squirrel. And now I had trouble spelling that a few times, and so it's S-Q-I-R-R-E-L. S-Q-U-I-R-L. I shouldn't be doing this announcement. So anyway, I can't promise that it'll work. I'm not sure where the hotspots are, and I don't know. Maybe that's not a bad thing either. So I still have some outstanding fees that I'd like to collect for your stays here. If you could do that maybe tonight at supper or at the snack sometime this evening, that would be great, so I could do the deposit tomorrow. So just seek me out. I'll be around somewhere, and if I'm not, just try to find me at supper. That'd be great. And we just need to talk about the lake for a quick second. There is a little bit of concern. My observations from last year were some of the younger kids were swimming on their own. I don't think that that's a very good idea, even if they are very good swimmers. So we would really, really love if parents were there watching their children and or grandparents. But somebody should be supervising at all times. We don't have a lifeguard here. We don't want to have a single situation. Young people, maybe? I'm not sure. Yeah, 12 and under, right? Yeah. So we also have kayaks and canoes that will be available this afternoon. If you are under the age of 16, you should not be maybe canoeing or kayaking with someone of your own age group. We also don't want to oblige the older young people to be in charge of that for a group that goes out. Please stay off other people's docks, off other beaches. And you should always, people do this when they hike, adults, let someone know when you're going, where you're going, and when you will be back. So we have the expectation of knowing that you'll be back. So if something has happened, we will have the ability to go looking for you. And we pray that none of that happens, but... Yep, that's a state law. If you are going to be on a water vessel, you have to wear a life jacket. There are sheriffs that patrol these waters, and that's what Pinal has asked us. And that's everything I have. Thank you.
And that would just be common sense. You know, even if you think you're a good swimmer, doesn't matter. You need to be wise. I'm a pretty good swimmer, and I wear life jackets anytime I'm on the water, because you never know. You never know what can happen. And when someone is panicking, if someone's drowning, and you go to try to save them, if you don't have a life jacket on or if you don't know what you're doing, they'll drown you too. And so it's just use your God-given common sense and listen. Listen to admonition. Young people, I'm talking 13 and older, we're going to meet here at 1:30. Does that work? Young people, if it's 1, it's too early. If it's 2, it's too late. And we can kind of help you oversee a little bit and make sure that we have activities that you can do, but also give you time to enjoy the water. So young people, try to be here at 1:30 and not late.
You're dismissed. Lunch is at 12:15.